Now time for our Moore Hill Mounts Academy Coaches Insight program as we get going here on a Thursday night here on Care 93.7. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's as well. We appreciate it very much. And we're joined now by the Ravens football coach, that is Zach Fredrickson. And coach, your team bounced back in a big way last week. Of course, week two, it was a tough go at Jackson Heights. The question was, how would your team respond in week three? You went on the road, took on a team near Kansas City, Maranatha Christian Academy, and you guys put up 65 in a big-time win. Had to be pleased with the way your team responded last week.
Oh, yeah, I was super excited. You know, we went out, executed in every phase of the game. We had a couple special team touchdowns, defensive touchdown, and then offense played pretty well. Just execution, that's what we wanted. We wanted energy to be high, and so we went out and did that. I was very pleased.
Well, it's certainly nice when, obviously, you want to put up points. You get touchdowns on defense. Your special teams contributes in a big way, and yet your offense statistically doesn't have to do a ton, but more than enough to help out and get the win.
Oh, yeah, that's great, right? Like, in a dream world, it would be like that every game where they all hit, but it was nice to see our offense kind of take a stride. The first couple weeks we struggled to get the ball moving, so it was nice to see that this past Friday.
And your quarterback, Luke Siebert, again, he doesn't throw a lot of passes. He throws 9 of them, completes 5, goes for over 100 yards. 3 of those 5 completions go for touchdowns. Again, just doesn't have to do a ton, but when he does, it's pretty efficient.
Oh, yeah, when he's feeling good and we're blocking good, our offense is great. I mean, he's a good player. He's shown that before, and I think things are starting to finally click as an offense.
And then Jack Moore, I mean, he carries it twice. He goes for 40 yards a pop, 83 total and a touchdown. So you hand it to someone, they're going to average 40-plus yards a carry. I'd say that's pretty good as well.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, he runs hard. He did that the first game, too. I mean, just he's a workhorse. You give it to him, he's just going to try to run through anyone he sees. So it's nice to see him put up that and kind of get a good feel for, you know, his vision in the backfield. So that was nice to see.
Well, tomorrow night, it'll be week number 4, game number 4. Of course, there's only 8 in a regular season. You get the week 9 game, whether you make the playoffs or don't. Everyone will play in that week 9 tilt. But basically, essentially, we're at the halfway point, you know, after tomorrow night's action. You know, 3 weeks in, about to be 4 weeks deep. What's the overall assessment of the team right now as we hit district play?
Oh, I think we're in a good spot. You know, we've learned some early on mistakes, especially in that week 2 game. And so we've got to work on that. So I think right now we're in a good spot. We're healthy. We have no one out this week with an injury, and usually that's pretty rare by this point of time in the season. So I think we're in a good spot as a team.
Well, let's talk about it. And again, we're joined here by Zach Fredrickson. A couple more minutes. Moore Hill Mounts Academy football coach, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Our Coach's Insight programs here on Care 93.7, week 4 of high school football tomorrow night. Well, you're back at home. You get Riverside. This is going to be our feature game on Care 93.7. A Cyclones team, of course, a fresh face in the Northeast Kansas League. They were impressive last week, beating down McClouth by 20. You put the Cyclones on tape. What stands out first?
Oh, I mean, they play hard. They are a physical group. They're big up front. They're skill players. They'll block you. They'll hit you. So they're just a hard-hitting team. They play well together. You know, they're a good football team.
Yeah, and their defense, I think, is what stood out. Yeah, they took a kind of a lump in that week one loss. They gave up 35 to Jackson Heights, but a lot of that was towards the end of the game. They held them down in the first half. And then week two, they shut out ACCHS. And then the game against McClouth last week, they score 34 unanswered, and then McClouth, they get a couple of touchdowns, but it was late in the fourth quarter when the game was already out of reach. So you just kind of take away those two little segments of that first game and then that last game. I mean, their defense has been pretty rock solid. I think you got to find a way to kind of get around that.
Oh, yeah. You nailed it there. Their defense has been great. They've been playing good football. So, you know, we saw some stuff on tape we think we might be able to exploit, so hopefully our offense can go out there and execute tomorrow night.
Well, it's going to be a big battle, obviously, not only the first matchup here in district play, but a battle of 2-1 teams, certainly two teams that are certainly trying to get district play off in the right direction, but just kind of continue to build on the momentum from the last couple of weeks. But let's talk about keys. What's it going to take, you know, to go out here tomorrow night? You're going to be at home, should be a good crowd. Riverside's going to come in hungry. What's it going to take to get a win?
We have to execute. We have to do our jobs. each guy has to go out there and play their 1/11th. On defense, you know, we got to contain the edge, stop some of their pass game that they showed against McLeod. And I think if we can control the edge, I mean, I think that's a big key in a win tomorrow. And then just being more physical. We have to win the match up front. I know I probably say that every single week, but as most of us know, you know, up front, on the line, that's the most important part of the game. You win up there, you should succeed. So I think that's our keys this week.
Well, it will be the first meeting between the Cyclones and the Ravens in 3 years. Morehill Mounts Academy winning that first, or at least that last go-around back in 2021, 24-21. Again, battle of 2-1 teams, start of district play here in Atchison. Ravens hosting the Cyclones in EKL showdown as well. Should be a lot of fun. Our feature game once again on KARE 93.7. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Thank you.